One group spent 15 hours a week for 3 months having fun and doing social things. Other groups spent time, the same amount of time, learning things like quilting and digital photography from professional instructors, and they were challenged all the way along. Only the groups that were mentally challenged in a significant way showed improved memory function at the end of the 3 months.
It has to be something that maybe forces you to step outside of the box a bit?
Yes, tasks that involve reasoning and novelty. Say you play the same card game time after time after time, that's probably going to challenge you less than, say, learning to paint if you've never painted before.
As would be the case, say, in exercise, if you do the same type of exercise on the same type of muscle all the time, eventually the benefits stop and you have to either push it further or move to something different.
That's a great metaphor. I hadn't thought of it that way, but in a sense, whatever it is that you spend much of your intellectual time on, you're building up some specific brain circuits. And you can imagine that if you try and do novel or different things, it might be more stimulating. But the main issue is mental effort. What's hard or challenging for you? It doesn't have to be terribly difficult, but it has to be challenging enough to get you out of your comfort zone.
Well, I know in my own job, there's rarely a year or two going by that we're not asked to learn some new skill or a new piece of equipment. People switch jobs or professions more often than they used to, and I couldn't help but wonder if this possibly bodes well for our brain health as we age.
Tentatively, I would think that learning challenging new jobs would be supportive of cognition. I also think moving to an unfamiliar environment can be quite challenging. You know, just every simple thing like where's the dry cleaners? How do I find the drinking fountain in my building? And all the new people that you meet day after day after day can also be very challenging. Experiences like that or even foreign travel where you don't perhaps speak the language and you're not in a tour group, you're confronted day after day with problem solving in a situation like that. And I think that as well as novelty. And I think all of those things could be very stimulating.
We first talked with you about this subject maybe about 2 years ago. And I know you've been studying mental fitness in older adults for some time. Are there any absolutes that we now know about keeping dementia at bay?
I would say there are not absolutes. I'm hesitant to suggest that this study alone, it's definitive about what you need to do to improve your cognition or to delay dementia. It's not large enough. There aren't very many studies that change people's lifestyles in this way for such a prolonged period. There's a few. But I think the data clearly indicate that people who are mentally active do better and they dement at a later age. The question becomes, do they dement at a later age because they're healthy? Or are fragile people actually showing incipient dementia maybe 15 years ahead of time so they disengage? So it's a chicken and the egg problem, and it's only through these experimental studies where we randomly assign people and compare conditions that we can definitively learn what makes a difference.
Thank you, Dr. Park.
My pleasure.